The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. I was all ready to go crazy with this disclaimer and everything, and now I'm calmed down. I can't do it.
Good. I'm glad you're calm.
The opinions and of this program are those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and not necessarily those of WTBR-FM or WSBR-FM, and its management, sponsors, and what do you call them? The people that do the shows. Okay, maybe I'm not totally calm. I drove here in the red today like you wouldn't believe. I was so scared. I don't like not having any guests underneath me.
Me either. Yes, she was in a panic. And now she's all set. And she has gas in her car.
Yes.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are here every Thursday morning at 8:30. And we are WTBR 89.7 FM. And our sister station in Lee is
WSBR 88.1.
Yeah. We're good. We're good. She's still pulling it together. She's pulling it together. So I just left an appointment, and the gentleman that I was with is all excited that we have a radio show. He wants to do a podcast. He's been planning for a very long time. And I don't know if that's something you can do here, but I did say to him that we have a podcast.
Where he can listen.
Correct. And how do people access that?
They go online to WTBR-FM. Radio Pittsfield. It's easy to find.
Easy to find.
And you just look at the menu and hit podcasts and go down to where they are and check which one you want.
And choose. So you can choose Stuff or you can choose
Beyond,
which is Bev's
other show.
Where are you in Beyond now?
I am in the middle of a book. So actually today is not a good time to join.
Well, it could get people to email you and say, can you fill me in on the first half of the book, please? Just,
oh my gosh.
Or maybe they can catch on. I don't know. Sometimes when I jump into the middle of the movie, especially if it's a Hallmark movie, I can catch on right away.
Yeah, yeah.
But
not to say they're simple or anything, but.
No, but they're predictable. Very predictable. Like today, when I walked in here, it was so predictable to see 100 boxes of Kleenex. So I don't remember how many we had last time we reported.
Six.
But there are six on Bev's side, and there's one on our side. And we might want to remind you, if you're following along with our Kleenex episodes, they're all open. Every one of them is open and has tissue sticking out of the top. And it's really interesting.
It looks like they're going to fly away.
It does. It does. And I don't think I want to ask anyone here because I don't think I want an answer because this is fun. There's also something else I noticed that's been here for a long time, and that's a nickel.
It's been sitting there all that?
It's been weeks and weeks. There's this nickel that's sitting on the counter, and I'm leaving it there. And let's just see, just in case anyone might be interested. It's a Liberty nickel with you know how sometimes they had the new nickels that were different states?
Yeah, yeah.
This one doesn't have it. This
a
one
nickel
is
doesn't
just,
have different, a nickel oh, with
it's
different
the quarter.
States? The quarter,
the
yeah.
The quarter. This is yeah. This is a 2022 nickel with the letter P. So do I have something valuable here? Does anyone out there collect coins and say a 2022 P nickel? I don't think so.
I don't want to know what the P stands for either.
No, no. It stands for pump your gas. Did you have to pump your gas this morning?
No, I paid for it inside and said,
pump
please
it.
Give it to me.
Did you bring a true or false or a riddle today?
I did, but did you bring a quote?
I did. I will tell you the quote. And the quote is... If you dig a grave for others, you may fall into it yourself.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Ooh.
And that is an Irish proverb.
I like that. That's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess
Be
with people.
Be careful. Yep. Be careful what you say. Careful what you do.
Okay.
All right. I'm looking forward to your riddle.
All right. It's not a riddle this time.
Mm-hmm.
It is true or false.
Mm-hmm. How many are true? How many are false?
I would say out of the three, one, two, two are true and one is false.
One false. Here we go.
The original Godzilla costume weighed 220 pounds made of urethane and bamboo.
Hmm.
That's a lot to carry around.
Hmm. That's a long time ago.
Dragonflies can travel up to 40 miles an hour. That's number two.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, until President Kennedy was killed, it wasn't a federal crime to assassinate the president.
What?
Nope. Apparently not.
Well, maybe. Unless
or
this
maybe.
Is false.
That could be.
Wow, it seems impossible, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What kind of a crime? What was the crime?
Assassination.
No, I know. No, what I meant was you said it's a federal. What was it? Can you read it again?
A federal crime.
A federal crime. So I wonder if there's a crime worse than a federal crime, is there?
I think that one's bad enough.
I know. Really bad.
Okay.
All right. We will repeat that at the top of the second half of our show. What are you sharing today?
I have great big bathroom reader.
Aha.
And they have these little lines at the bottom of the program that tell you certain things that you wouldn't necessarily know. And some of them are interesting.
Is this Uncle John's?
Yes, it is.
Aha. I wonder who Uncle John is.
I'm not going there. I'm not going to. No. No. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be smart.
You're going to keep put a lid on it?
Almost made it. What have you got?
Oh, I was going to actually share... A reader sent us an email.
Okay.
And we had talked about poodles.
Yes.
And we had talked about Mother Goose rhymes.
Yes.
And Marie sent us an email. And our email address is...
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And she said she loved all the info on Mother Goose. And she said that she was starting to look up some of the Mother Goose rhymes. And she said she knew that they were not always mentioned, meaning they were not for children.
Right.
The meanings behind some of them are very eye-opening, she said, since she's been researching this a little bit. I don't know if we talked about Ring Around the Rosie, but Ring Around the Rosie, she said, refers to deaths during the plague.
Oh.
Ring Around the Rosie, pocket full of posy, ashes, we all fall down. That's very depressing.
It is depressing.
And she also said for poodles, we were talking about what kind of a cut the poodles get.
Yes.
She said it's called the continental cut. They were water retrievers, poodles were.
Mm-hmm.
They shaved areas on the legs and lower body, which was designed to improve their swimming ability by reducing the drag and the weight from their waterlogged hair. The hair on the joints and the chest and the head provided insulation from the cold.
And that's why they still do it today.
I guess, but I wonder how many poodles in Pittsfield are going in swimming.
Probably not many.
And retrieving things in the water.
Would you be able to recognize a poodle if it hadn't been shorn?
You know, that's an interesting thing. We had a poodle that we didn't shave a lot. We did once in a while.
Yeah.
But people didn't know it was a poodle. And actually, he looked really cuddly. He kind of looked like a labradoodle.
Aww.
That was puffed out.
Aww.
Yeah. Really, he looked really cute. So that's, thanks, Marie.
Yeah. And you can also join us by emailing us and telling us whatever you think, whether it's good or not. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We understand.
Mm-hmm.
There's, okay, I'm going to shut up
now. Be kind.
Be kind. Okay. In its ancient form, the carrot was purple, not orange.
What happened?
It didn't tell me that. It just says the purple carrot was purple before it was orange.
I would love to know.
Because it's keratin now, or what is it that's in it that makes it orange?
I believe it is keratin.
Okay.
That's really interesting because they couldn't have crossed bread and a carrot with an orange or a squash because it's still a carrot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
It's not a care orange.
Ooh.
And this is funny. I have a carrot growing in my garden. It's so funny that you said this today.
Because?
It's not ready yet, but it's huge on the top. I can see it.
Yeah.
And it's purple.
No way.
And I think it's because I had a packet of carrot seeds that were multicolored. I think you can get yellow, orange, and I think I don't have the little packet anymore.
How do they do that?
It might be purple. So I will let you know.
Okay.
Speaking of purple, she has a great purple shirt on today. And if you have blue eyes out there and you wear purple or green eyes, they make your eyes look bluer and it makes your eyes look more purple. And she's batting her eyes at me. She's fluttering. We got another message from another listener.
Oh.
And this is from Mary.
Okay.
And Mary said, she said, Bev, I looked up Diffenbachia, and I found that there is more than one common name for this plant. It's called dumb cane. That's the most common. And then it's called leopard lily. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that better than Diffenbachia.
Mm-hmm.
Diffenbachia sounds like an infection. And it's called the mother-in-law tongue. What? No?
I am sorry, but I am going to have to keep disagreeing with that because if you go to thespruce.com,
ooh,
you can find out their scientific name and everything else. And when you look for mother-in-law tongue, look for, it's another name, snake plant.
Snake plant is mother-in-law tongue?
Yep. I mean, they are totally different
plants.
Just because it's written down someplace doesn't make it true.
This is true. This is true.
And in this case, I know better.
All right. It is not called.
I love you, Mary.
We do. But it is called leopard lily?
Probably. That I don't know.
Oh, okay. So we appreciate this, but she also did say that she wished she didn't kill every plant that she sees. She would like to grow plants, but she's not very successful.
Oh.
Yes.
Then I'm going to have to take it back.
And she said, thanks for letting me on your show. It's a breath of fresh air every time.
She's a lovely, lovely lady.
Yep, and she loves us, and it's great. She's probably the only one that loves us.
Oh, stop that. just stop that.
Okay.
Only female mosquitoes bite. Did you know that?
I did.
They need the blood to nourish their eggs. Well, how about that?
So our blood goes into mosquito eggs.
Yeah.
So why haven't the mosquitoes evolved into humans?
I can't do anything with that. That just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What is do mosquitoes have a purpose?
They're prey. They're food.
For spiders.
Spiders.
Yes.
But all why are they, insects.
It's interesting that they take human blood. I didn't know that for their eggs. That's creepy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and buy more insect repellent.
You got something?
I do. I've got these letters. I love it.
You got another
letter?
Here's
another one. Good morning, girls. Another interesting show with good points. As for the wax on your table, you know, you put something hot and you create that. We went to someone's house for dinner the other night, and we got takeout when we were going to play cards.
Yeah.
And the takeout container was next to me on the table that she had just taken out of the oven, the takeout container.
Ooh.
And when I cleared the table, it had a wax, that white ring on her wood table.
Oh, no.
And I panicked. And she was great. Oh, it'll go away, she said. It'll go away. As for the wax on the table, put the ice cubes in a baggie and then set it on top of the wax for about 10 minutes. Use a plastic putty knife to take up the wax. No water is directly on the table. If there is wax residue, just buff it with a paper towel.
Makes a lot more sense.
Yes. And I'll read the rest of hers after you share with us the lovely and intellectual, mind-bending information that you have brought to us today.
Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, la, la. The average French person uses 2 bars of soap a year.
What?
That's what it says. Now, don't quote me.
Right, because we never know. But that's an interesting fact.
Those must be heck of a big bars.
Yeah. Maybe they cut
right
it.
One.
Maybe it is big and they cut it into little pieces.
Maybe.
365 pieces. Or let's give them the benefit of the doubt. We'll cut that in half. Maybe shower every other day. You know, when I was younger, my mother used to tell me I shouldn't wash my hair every day.
Yeah, I got the same thing.
Why?
Because it supposedly thins it out and it dries it. And it doesn't if you use the right product.
I agree. I wash my hair every day unless I'm sick. Or if I'm going to go out in the garden and I'm going to wear a hat.
Yeah.
Or if I don't care because I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
Or if I'm just lazy.
We can keep this going for an hour.
We could call it the Or If Show. There's another show.
There's another show?
We could do called Or If. Everything we'd talk about would be Or If.
Help
I know,
me.
I know.
Me,
that's
ladies
making,
and gentlemen.
That's bending my head. Yeah, that's not working for me. Are we ready to take a break already?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So here's another note that we received. An 18-inch pizza has 254 square inches of space. Two 12-inch pizzas have a total of 226 square inches of space. Aha. Those math equations.
They'll get you every time.
Radius, pi, circumference.
Ha, ha, ha.
Don't you just want a choker?
No, I want a pizza.
That is really cool. So now I have a question.
What?
How can you cut a 12-inch pizza into the same amount of pieces as an 18-inch pizza if it has 226 square inches of space and the 18-inch pizza has more? But now you want to have the same amount of pieces cut in the 18-inch and the 12.
Very carefully.
And would you get little teeny tiny little pieces?
When you cut a pizza, you should cut it in half and then cut each half in half and keep going half and half and
yes.
half and half and half and half. And you'll end up with it.
What if you cut it in squares? Did you ever get pizza cut in squares?
I did from grocery stores and stuff like that, but not from a real pizza place.
Is it the same?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah. There's just something, though, about a pointed piece of pizza. A pointy...
It's easier to put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Do you fold your pizza piece in half?
Not really.
Have
you
ever seen anybody? I don't. I've seen many people that have done that. They fold the piece in half.
I've sort of fold, but I don't go all the way.
I'm getting really hungry.
I know.
But today, we're going out for breakfast.
We are.
Yes. Yay. You know why?
Because it's going to be my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting older, folks. Don't clap.
Do you want to tell them how old?
I don't really care. It doesn't
okay.
bother me.
Well, you don't have to.
I'll be 74.
74, and she's still kicking. She's still out there doing stuff.
Just call
me
ready.
We just keep on going. We just keep on trucking. All right.
Out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
The average cost of a house on Jupiter Island, Florida, I don't know if you've ever been near there, is $3.9 million. That's the
average
price of the house.
Is Jupiter on the east or the west coast?
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever been there. We went to Marco Island, and the storm hit last year. Hit Marco Island big.
Oh.
But how?
$3.9 million.
Average. It's starting to look like that in Berkshire County.
That's what you call more money than brains.
I'm sorry. I understand. I do. I understand. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
To lose.
Not Lautrec. Just Toulouse.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that?
No.
Toulouse-Lautrec.
Oh. The blue whale's tongue weighs as much as an adult elephant. Now get that image out of your head.
There was a question this morning on Question of the Day. I ask Alexa in the morning when I make the bed, what's the question of the day? And the question was something like this. What aquatic animal uses tools in its life to do something?
The otter.
You're absolutely right. But you know what the choices were?
No.
So the choices were, and I swear, elephant, crow, otter, and something like fox. And I said, even if I had no clue.
That would give me the answer.
Those
are not water animals.
I was shocked. I said, and you know what? When I gave the answer, which was otter.
Yeah.
73% of people got the correct answer.
That's
Which means
28 or so didn't
get it.
Oh, you poor
it
people!
Really, I
those are city folk.
I do that almost every day. I do the Alexa Let's Play Question of the Day, and I've never had that.
You
type.
Should add that to the show.
So obvious. Oh, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. I like those.
Okay. We can do that.
It's lonely at the top. Only 1/3 of Americans say they'd want their boss's job. And I believe that with my whole heart. I really do. Good news. I have good news for you. There are no high glips or snouts in Spam.
How do they know? They don't work in the factory.
Don't ask me. I'm just putting it out there.
I have never had Spam.
I have.
I will never have Spam.
Good for you.
Spam, and I think if you eat bologna, it's just Spam that has been ironed. That's what it is. Just thinned out and ironed.
I am very visual today. I can see this happening.
Yep. Make it all flat. But I loved bologna growing up as a kid. Bologna with mayo and white bread cut in a triangle. You have to cut it in half, and you can do a little triangles.
Yeah.
And you cut the crust off.
Why does it always come back down to food?
Because we always come in here hungry. We come in here hungry. Have you seen the new, you know, we have traffic circle on Tyler Street now in Pittsfield.
Don't
ask me where this came from. I don't know where this came from in my brain.
The rotary, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's now another one in front of the hospital. And it's the funniest thing because I always hear people complaining about the traffic circles. I like traffic circles.
They are a boon to mankind.
I like the rotary. What is it that...
so easy.
Yeah, what is it that people don't like about it? Is there anyone out there who doesn't like the rotary and can enlighten us as to why you don't like it?
In Ireland, this is a fact, there are no red lights. They're all rotaries.
Is that right?
A good percentage of them.
Ah, I see. I never thought of that.
Even getting on and off the interstate.
No lights. Think of the cost that's maybe saved.
I like them.
I like them too. And if they're done right, like the one in Adams, there's flowers in the middle and it's really pretty. And I think the Tyler Street one is getting to where the plants are growing. And I don't know. I just like them. That's all I have to say about that.
The wild turkey is the only bird with a beard.
What?
The wild turkey is the only bird with a beard.
Does it have a beard?
Yes, it does. I'm telling you right here. It's black and white.
A wild turkey has a beard?
Has a beard.
Not one of those red Googler, goggler,
the rattlers or
thing.
Whatever, yeah.
A beard. Well, that's interesting.
Check your Thanksgiving.
Yeah, make sure you pluck it very, very well. Yep.
Where's the second most popular place to eat breakfast in the U.S.?
The second most popular place? To eat breakfast.
Uh-huh.
I think McDonald's.
It's the car.
What?
The car.
The second most popular place. I thought you meant the place.
I know you did.
People eat breakfast in their cars.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. While you're driving.
Yep.
And not paying attention because you dropped your hash browns in your lap. And then tried to get them.
Oh, we're talking
and then
about food.
Fell on the floor and you reached down to get them. Don't reach down to get them. Leave them there. They're not good for you anyway. So don't try to pick them up so that you don't have an accident.
You want to hear something sad?
No. No.
This is a good one, though.
Okay. Sad be good.
The American goldfinch's nest is so thick-walled it will hold water.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, their nestlings sometimes drown.
Oh. Oh.
That's so sad.
That's very sad.
Yeah.
That's a terrible visual. We were talking about how you're visual today. You're terrible. Oh. I have a happy thing to say about a bird.
Go ahead.
All around my garden, I have netting.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's very difficult to get a bird out of the netting. Mm-hmm. But don't usually get into the garden, but this little bird somehow got itself tangled up in this very thin, thin netting. And it was a small little bird, and it was flapping and trying to get out and trying to get out, and the other birds were on the fence. And so I put on a glove, and I went out, and the little thing was really, really, hysterical.
Yeah.
And it let me hold it, and it calmed right down, and I cut away all the netting. And this little bird was freed.
Oh, my God!
Mm-hmm. It could have been, that could have been an episode of Little House on the Prairie.
That's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Very... I'm overcome.
Thank you. And then I killed two flies at the same time in my kitchen. Smack with a towel.
I actually bought fly swatters.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the season.
Yeah, this is the season. And there's this, in life, there are seasons. Mm-hmm. There is a time for everything, and there's a time.
Don't.
There's a time to kill a fly. No. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay.
The Beatles did a song, right? And they said it.
What'd they say?
It's a time to kill a fly. It's a time to kill flies and mosquitoes. I never feel bad. I'm sorry. But the bird, I needed to save the little bird.
Mm-hmm. The three foods Americans say they hate the most. What do you think they are?
The three foods Americans hate the most. Mushrooms. The three foods. Spinach. And broccoli.
Nope.
I didn't get one?
Not one.
Okay.
Number one is tofu.
Oh.
Number two is liver.
Oh.
And number three is yogurt.
Oh, that's interesting. Yogurt?
I do.
You don't like yogurt?
Nope.
Even if you put crunchy stuff in it?
Nope.
And fruit?
It has a bad effect on me.
Okay. Did you ever eat liver when you were not a vegetarian?
I loved liver.
Who made it for you?
My mommy.
How did she prepare it?
In its own sauce.
Its own sauce is blood?
Yes. And then she added milk. And fried it on the stove, and it was delicious.
What did it taste like?
Liver.
Did
it was I mean, my mouth is watering right now.
Really?
Mm.
Really?
It was that good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So if you know, it's thick sometimes. But can you pound it, or will it explode like a big blood clot?
No.
Can you make it thin? Slice it thin, maybe? Oh, I don't know. It's a liver.
Can we move on?
It's an organ. Oh. Okay. How did we get onto liver?
Food.
Okay. Hey, the Eiffel Tower can be 15 centimeters taller during the summer. How much is 15 centimeters? Is that about 12 inches? Is that about a foot?
It's less than 16 centimeters.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you told me, because now I'm good. I've got it. It's thermal expansion. That's what's doing it. That's what happens to me in the winter.
You are thermally expanding?
Because I eat more in the winter. So that's what it is, thermal expansion.
You eat more in the winter.
I do.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
Especially, I just eat more a lot.
Yeah. Well, here we go.
Okay.
So the iron heats up and the particles gain kinetic energy and take up more space. That's interesting that it's the metal that heats up and expands that much. So we heat up and expand.
We sure do, in places we don't want to.
Right.
Victorians believed if you put a silver coin under your pillow on Valentine's Day Eve, your true love would propose to you by the end of the year. Now I'm thinking, that sounds quaint, but if it takes them the whole 10 months of the year to come to that, what's that going to do in January and February?
Oh, that's right. You're eliminating it.
That's pretty sad. It takes you 10 months.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think that's true?
No.
No, I don't either.
I think people that believed in it thought it was true, and yes. Then when they didn't get married.
I know. They were probably... Avocados. Is avocado a fruit or a vegetable?
Fruit.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay.
They are considered a berry. A single-seeded berry.
Is your shirt on inside out?
No, it's the way it's sewn, see? It's got it's got a puff like a frilly seam. See how it's like a frilly thing?
Oh, okay.
It's Do you know that I did do that was it last week? I think it was Patty that told me. I went for a massage, and when I put my clothes on, I put my shirt on inside out. And then I saw Patty. She said, "Is your shirt inside out?" And I think I had gone to a store.
Do people ask you that often?
Yes. Yes. No. 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 No.
All right. No. Now we got to stop.
We have to take a break. We'll see you in a bit.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Press the music button.
WTBR. WTBR FM is listener supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio. This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBRFM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Okay, and we are back for the second half of our show.
And
you are going to let us know the choices that we have, true or false. One of these is false.
And two are true. And I'm going to make sure that I say them in the same order. Okay.
Godzilla came first.
Hold on. Did it?
Godzilla came first, dragonflies came second, and Kennedy came third. Because I take this seriously. I write this down.
The original Godzilla costume weighed 220 pounds, made of urethane and bamboo, is number one. Number two, dragonflies can travel up to 40 miles per hour. And number three, until President Kennedy was killed, it wasn't a federal crime to assassinate the president.
That seems like a trick question, that last one. I think I picked mine.
Okay.
But I'm probably, I might change it. I might change it, but you won't know.
That's true.
No, you won't know. Oh, I have to tell you something funny that happened yesterday.
What?
I had my kids and my grandkids over for dinner.
Yeah.
And I was making dinner. Everything was prepared. Everything was ready. And just as my son and his son came into the front door, they were on the step. They were on the porch. My smoke alarms went off. And if you know my family, this is a very common thing to come over to Mima's and she's burned something.
Oh,
it's
no.
Very common. Either I burned something in the dinner or I burned something in the dessert. So it was absolutely perfect that our smoke alarms went off just as they came into the house, and they laughed and laughed and laughed. But I didn't burn anything.
So why did they go off?
Because I was doing stir fry and Mark was doing the chicken, and the chicken began to brown and the pan began to brown. And I said, oh, quick. And I quickly put a little bit of water in there and it triggered the smoke alarms because it pushed the smoke up. And they're loud. Man, they're
loud. So the food was still good.
Yes, I didn't ruin anything. I didn't. And that's a rare...
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it's a rare occurrence. Thank you. I'll take it.
I'll give you a geography lesson.
Okay.
How many Rhode Islands would you need to make one Texas?
How many Rhode Islands would you need to make one Texas?
Give it a wild guess.
326.
Well, that's a little high.
Okay.
268.
206. That was my second guess. 268 little tiny Rhode Islands.
Yep.
And a big old Texas.
Yep.
I remember a long time ago, I knew someone that had lived in Texas, and this person wanted to go to dinner here one night and suggested somewhere in, I don't know, Lanesboro from Pittsfield or
okay.
like that.
All right.
And I said, oh, my gosh, that's so far. And she just cracked up and said, it's too far. Do you realize in Texas, if you want to go to dinner and you have to drive an hour and a half, that's normal?
Yeah.
That's easy?
Yes,
that's a piece of cake?
Yes.
The heart of a shrimp is located at its
head.
Ding, 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 ding.
See, I knew that from an old one.
They also have an open circulatory system, which means they have no arteries and their organs float directly in blood.
Really? Don't ours? Oh, no. No, it wouldn't. No.
I don't know if I can eat a shrimp now. I just don't know now if I can eat a shrimp.
Second Street is the most common street name in the U.S.
True or false?
This is what it says. Second Street is the most common street name in the U.S. You know where First Street is? Sixth.
I wonder what 2, 3, 4, and 5 are.
Well, I don't even really care about that. I'm just thinking, why does second come before first?
Good question. Maybe Main Street is one of the top six, right? Main Street, and I bet
I would assume
Maple Street. I bet that's one of the top six. Hey, listeners, this is all stuff that you can look up and do like Mary, Patty, Marie, Anthony, Genevieve, Rebecca, who answer our questions. Thank you, you guys. We love hearing from you and having you look up things that we are confused about.
So find out for us the first five street names that are popular in the U.S.
And you can email us
at stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yes, 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 yes. The unicorn is the national animal of
Scotland.
Ding, 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 ding. How did you know that?
Because I'm part Scottish.
Ah, it was apparently chosen because of its connection with dominance and chivalry, as well as purity, innocence in Celtic mythology. That's very cool.
Yeah.
They're not real, though, you know. Unicorns.
Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry.
I really needed that today.
Well, I thought they were real.
I wanted to have something to hold on. Okay, jeez, yeah, okay. You ruined it for me.
I was kidding. It was a joke. It was a joke. It was a joke, really. It was a joke.
A cow spends 18 hours of every day chewing. 18 hours chewing.
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 So cows ruminate, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah. That's kind of gross.
It's like,
yeah.
When do you swallow?
Yeah. Do they? They must at some point. They have to. Why isn't milk green? I mean, think about it. If they chew and chew and they're always eating green and they're always eating green and they're always eating green.
I don't know. I don't really care.
Would we drink it if it were green?
I wouldn't drink it if it was pink.
I know. I don't drink milk anymore either. Some things we just have to just decide not to do anymore, right?
But I do drink the soy milk.
You like soy milk?
Yeah, it's good.
I like almond milk. It's good. As a matter of fact, I've had times when I haven't had almond milk, or I've been somewhere and I've had milk for some reason, and I can't even stand the taste of milk.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I hate it. It's almond milk all the way. Even dunking an Oreo in the almond milk. And don't write to me and tell me how bad Oreos are for me. I don't care. An Oreo, a chocolate chip cookie in milk and in tea is just awesome.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, here we go on food. Venus is the only planet to spin
counterclockwise.
Close. It's the other way.
Clockwise?
Ding, 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 ding.
You mean we go counterclockwise?
Venus is the only planet to spin clockwise.
So that's what's wrong with us.
I know.
I get it now.
It puts all things in perspective.
Oh.
Isn't that just like a relief?
That's refreshing.
Oh, my gosh. You just relaxed completely. Your whole body just relaxed.
I can be that person.
It travels around the sun once every 225 Earth days, but it rotates clockwise once every 243 days.
Uh-huh.
Kind of confusing me.
A little bit. A little bit.
We need a teacher here all the time. To have a teacher here.
Now, you know that I had trouble getting in here this morning because I didn't have any gas in my car. And yes. All the red lights were on.
Yes.
And I was driving and everything. In 1941, a gallon of regular gas cost, guess how much?
1941, 3 cents.
No. 19 cents.
19 cents. When was that?
1941.
19 cents.
19 cents.
So when I got my license, gas, I believe, was about 37 cents a gallon.
And well, I got mine late, so I don't remember.
So can you believe that from 19 what? 41?
Yep.
To 19... did I get my license? 73 or 4? It didn't really go up that much. The cost didn't increase that much when you think about the way things are increasing now.
It's now 3 something.
Right. Yeah. And remember when it went up like that and we thought, oh, it'll come down someday, it'll come down?
Nope. It's just going further and further.
Yeah. Australia, is wider than, I'll let you guess. Australia is wider than, it's a planet. So you have to pick the planet. Australia is wider than the.
No, you can't say the Earth because it's on the Earth.
Correct. That's a very good.
But when you say the first thing that comes to your mind is Earth.
I would have said the, because Earth begins with an E, a vowel. I would have said the, because it would have been the Earth. So that's not right.
Mercury.
Close. It begins with an M. And it is the moon.
That's not a planet.
What is it? The moon's not a planet?
No.
What is it?
It's an orb.
It's an orb?
But it's not a planet.
It's not a planet?
No.
Planet
it's
moon?
It's a satellite.
It's a satellite?
It's Earth's satellite.
The moon?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I need to go back to school. I need to go take a college class.
Oh, my gosh.
It says here the moon, it's the moon is 3,400 kilometers in diameter. While Australia's diameter from east to west is almost 4,000 kilometers.
So you could wrap up the moon.
In Australia, with Australia.
Wow.
Right around it. The moon's not a planet?
No.
It's an orb?
It's a satellite of the Earth.
Satellite of the Earth?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Think of all the moons around other planets. We would have like 20 planets in the solar system if they were all planets?
Okay, just between you and I. Are you serious?
I am serious.
100%?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't tell anybody that I didn't know this.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you know there are no turkeys in Turkey?
No, I don't think I know anything anymore. There are no turkeys in Turkey?
No turkeys in Turkey.
There's not a lot in Turkey. There's a lot of scary stuff in Turkey.
There's a lot of what stuff?
I don't know. It's scary. Isn't Turkey scary? Isn't Turkey a scary place?
There's a lot of people that live there. I hope it's not scary.
Yeah, I hope not. Yeah, I hope not, too. I don't think I'd go there.
Oh, you got to answer this one. Per capita, what U.S. city has the greatest number of psychiatrists?
What U.S. city has the greatest number of psychiatrists? What U.S. city has the greatest number of psychiatrists? San Francisco.
Washington, D.C.
No. We don't even have to elaborate on that.
No. No.
And they're all within 3 blocks of the White House? Is that how that works?
Now, I have to admit that I did not start my clock on the right time to start the program, so I don't really know how long we've been going. So I think I'm going to, according to that clock, say...
Let's go 5 more minutes.
Okay.
All right. 5 more minutes. And if this is the end of the show, for real, thank you for listening. But and you may never hear the next 5 minutes, but we want to make sure because Dave will tell us that we were short.
And David, I apologize ahead of time. It's my fault. I did it. I was possessed this morning.
She needed gas.
Yes.
Yes. People are more creative in the shower. Get that.
People are more creative.
Creative in the shower.
You've got nothing to deal with in the shower.
I know, and I'm like in and out. I don't even think in there. Do you? I don't know.
I think thinking is all you can do in the shower.
Well, it says when we take a warm shower.
Keep it clean, people.
Yes.
You know where I'm going.
When we take a warm shower, we experience an increased dopamine flow.
Oh.
That makes us more creative. And isn't that funny that dopamine makes us more creative?
I wonder who names these things.
And
Now, this is for you.
Okay.
The triangular part of the underside of a horse's hoof is called what? You're the horse lady.
Well, I can see it. I have cleaned around it. You know, you scrape all the stuff out of it, and it's like thick cartilage, almost like bone. And
it's called a frog.
Yes. I would never have remembered that, but it is. You're right. It's called a frog. And it's really scary when you first learn to do that, to scrape
Doesn't
them
that
because
hurt
you're
the horse?
Well, that's what you're afraid of. You're afraid, and you can dig down pretty far. You can go in maybe a half an inch, maybe.
What about wild horses? They don't get their feet clean.
Well, isn't that interesting? So you're right. So, they don't.
So how do they survive it?
Well, I think it's like any animal in the wild, if you have it as a pet, you want to make sure they're groomed and they're taken care of. And when you have a horse as a pet or a business, you want to make sure there's no stones in there that could hurt their feet, and then you have to call the vet. I think in the wild, they just go cripple.
Oh.
They do. I mean, they go cripple, and maybe they fall, maybe they die, but that's the wild, right?
Oh.
Right? But when you're taking care of a pet, you do all the things like clip, clip, clip toenails of your puppy and brush their teeth.
Mostly.
Yeah, I never brushed my dog's teeth.
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah. You know, what I don't understand, and please, people, don't hate me. I really don't understand the whole feed your animals food you cook and buy food that's organic and no additives and no...
Aren't they carnivores? Don't they want the gooky stuff?
I had dogs, and they lived a long time, and they were very healthy. And I just bought kibbles and bits.
Yeah.
And dog bones.
Yeah.
And I didn't really feed them from the table. But they'd go out and eat, bring me rabbits and things.
They would not.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, they think it's a present. They'd kill a rabbit or something, and then chew on it for a while and then bring it to the door. Yeah. So don't feel guilty if you can't afford the fancy food for your dog or your cat.
If it makes you happy and it makes the dog happy.
Yeah. But if you can't afford it, don't worry. Just be happy.
You got the dog.
Yeah. And they'll survive.
Speaking of gas, did you know that 40% of all the indigestion remedies sold in the world are bought by Americans?
Oh, I'm not surprised.
40%. I thought it would be higher.
Not surprised, are you?
No.
I mean, we're full of stress. I stopped listening to the news. I took the news app right off my phone. And I feel better.
Well, you're nuts.
I'm nuts?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I thought you said I'm nuts.
No.
Yeah. I just can't do anything about it. Yeah.
Well, just think about this. Mm. Infant beavers are called kittens.
Are you kidding me? Did you just say that?
Yes, I did.
The thing I was going to read was baby rabbits are called kits. Mm-mm. Kits and kittens.
Kits and kittens.
Kits and kittens. Why?
It's better than cubs.
I guess.
All right.
All right. One more.
Hurry up.
You're not going to believe it.
What?
Blue whale tongues can weigh as much as an elephant. You and I got some of the same stuff.
I just told you that.
I know. Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
There's an ant species unique to New York City. It's called the Manhattan ants.
I thought that was for rats.
Biologists found them in a specific 14-block strip of the city, and they're called Manhattan ants. I don't really care.
Alrighty.
Let us know.
The original Godzilla costume weighed 220 pounds, made of urethane and bamboo. I pity that actor. Dragonflies can travel up to 40 miles an hour.
Mm.
Until President Kennedy was killed, it wasn't a federal crime to assassinate the president.
I think dragonflies can fly faster than 40 miles, so I think that's false.
Wow.
Is that true? Did I get it?
I'm stunned.
Really?
Yeah.
I got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen a dragonfly?
Yeah.
They're fast.
60 miles an hour.
Aha.
Wow.
Yeah. I when I kayak, I see lots of dragonflies, and they're fast.
Zip,
all over the place. Yeah.
So it wasn't a federal crime to assassinate a president before Kennedy.
That's crazy.
And the original Godzilla costume weighed 220 pounds.
That's crazy, too.
Yeah.
How do you carry that around? How do you walk?
Carefully. Kind of shimmied.
That's right. He dragged his feet. Yeah. Well, thank you, everyone. See you next time.
The views and opinions on this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.